Can you hear me, mortal? Do my whispers sound sweet to your ears? Well, of course I'm talking to you. There isn't anyone else here besides us. There's no need to be alarmed. I mean you no harm. And don't worry, you aren't going crazy. I am real, even though you can't see me. In fact, I'm sitting right next to you. Really? Silly boy, you can't touch me either. Not yet. You're just full of questions, aren't you? Well, I suppose it's understandable. I can't expect you to simply accept my presence here. So, if it'll make you feel better to know, my name is Morpheus. Maybe that rings a bell? No? I thought mythology was all the rage these days. Oh well, to tell you the truth, I resented being considered a myth. I existed eons before the ancient Greeks first called me the god of dreams. And, as you can see, I remain long after the fall of their great cities. I do miss them, though. I was never as popular as when they put me in their pantheon. To be worshipped again. Perhaps I've become spoiled, but it just hasn't been the same since. Of course, I still enjoy sending dreams to you mortals. Only, I'd wish you'd show a little appreciation for all the hard work I do. Does that make sense? I mean, it couldn't hurt to let me have one measly disciple, could it? Actually, that's part of the reason I'm here. You see, I've had my eyes on you for some time now. I'm sure you've noticed your dreams have been a bit more vivid than usual. And believe me, I know that's saying something. I don't think I've ever encountered anyone with such delicious dreams as yours. It's rare that a mortal impresses me, so don't take it lightly when I say I need you in my service. I'm serious. You would make the perfect disciple for me. It's a gift to be able to create dreams with that level of detail. Humans like you don't come by very often. I'd be a fool to let you out of my grasp. That's why I've been visiting you in your sleep these past few weeks. I had to get you ready for me. Do you know, this is the first time I've communicated with a mortal while they were awake. It's true. No one was ever receptive enough. No one except for you. Even back in my heyday, my priests had to interpret the messages I sent them. It was all very indirect. And yet, here you are, listening to me speak without any trouble at all. Just imagine what you could do with a little guidance. What? Don't you want to be useful? You can't lie to me. I've been inside your mind. I've seen your deepest secrets. I know what you desire. That got your attention, didn't it? Aw, don't be embarrassed. I like what I saw in your dreams, mortal. Sweet, servile little boys like you are my favorite. It's such a shame you don't have a master to serve. That sort of devotion should be coveted. Treasured. I would treasure you, sweetie. If you chose to be mine, I'd always make sure to take care of you, as only a master can. Doesn't that sound nice? To worship a goddess like me? To have her mold you into her perfect disciple? Look how flustered you've gotten. You're imagining all the fun we could have together, aren't you? My sweet baby boy, you can't hide anything from me. I know you want me to toy with you. You're just desperate for your master to order you around. I'd love to make you squirm. Simply thinking about it's gotten me a little excited. I want to see you on your knees, baby. I want you begging to feel my touch. And I can touch you. Just not here. It's difficult for me to move around in this world. Everything's too solid, too concrete. Not like in the realm of dreams. No, there I can show you my true form. There I can play with you however I want. All you have to do is give yourself over to me. That's it. Let me put you into a deep, peaceful sleep, and I'll be able to reveal myself. Just be honest with yourself. You know you want this. Just pledge your life to the goddess of dreams. You can do it, sweetie. Say, my soul is yours, master. I promise you won't regret it. Say those words, and I'll make all your dreams come true. Good boy. You made the right decision. Master's going to give you lots of love from now on. Yeah, I can't wait to hear you whimper. Take off your clothes. You heard me. There you go. Now lay down on the bed. Find a good position. Get nice and comfy for me. Good boy. Don't close your eyes yet. I just want you to breathe. Feel the air filling up your lungs and then let it out again. Like that. Breathe in. Hold it. And out. In. Hold it. And out again. That's it. You don't have to worry about anything right now, sweetie. Just listen to my voice and feel all the tension in your body melting away. Now, find a good spot in the room and focus on it. It could be anything, a crack in the paint, an electrical outlet. It doesn't even have to be something. You can look at the wall if you want. But whatever it is, I want you to stare at that spot. Have you found it yet? Good boy. Keep listening to my voice. Let my words take you deeper into relaxation, take you deeper into submission. You want to serve me, don't you, sweetie? Yeah, that's right. Because you're a good boy. And good boys do what their masters say. You're starting to get drowsy. You can feel your eyes beginning to flicker. They're so heavy, it's hard to keep them open. It would be so easy to close them. It's okay. You can close your eyes, sweetie. Close your eyes and feel yourself drifting into a deep sleep. That's it. Go to sleep, baby. Drop. Drop for me. Good boy. You're falling into a deep, quiet place. Everything besides my voice is fading away. You're safe here. You're protected. None of your fears or anxieties can reach you. You feel warm and cozy. Every word I say sends a tingle of pleasure down your spine. It makes you shudder. Good boy. You like being called a good boy, don't you? Because you want to be good for me. It feels so wonderful to serve a goddess, to give your heart to a caring master. And I covet your love too, baby. It's more precious to me than anything. All I need is your devotion. So hear my words, darling. Hear me and obey. Focus on your arms. They feel different from before, don't they? Especially your left arm. It's somehow getting lighter. While your right arm stays firmly pressed against the bed, your left is tingling, almost hovering above the sheets. Even as I speak, you can feel the weight magically vanishing from your left arm. You can feel it lifting up. Slowly, your arm is raising from the bed. It's going up, up into the air. Raise your arm. There you go. Just hold it there for a few seconds. Feel your arm floating there, light as a feather. Good boy. Now carefully bring it back down. Don't rush, baby. Perfect. You did wonderfully. Let yourself relax even further. Sink deeply, easily, into the mattress. Your mind is calm, peaceful. It's a little hard to think clearly, but that's okay. You don't have to think right now. I've got you, sweetie. I'll guide you with my words, lead you to where you want to go. You're safe with me. I am going to count down from 10, and when I'm done, you'll fall completely under my trance. Ready? 10. Your mind is tranquil and clear. 9. Thoughts come to you only as I instruct. 8. My voice takes you over, makes you obey. 7. It feels so natural to obey. 6. A sense of bliss washes over you whenever you follow my commands. 5. So warm and fuzzy. 4. It erases all conscious awareness. 3. Feel yourself losing control as my will envelops you. 2. You're almost there, sweetie. 1. Drop. Be a good boy and drop for me. That's it. Drop deeply into your subconscious. I want you to imagine that you're in an endless meadow. Tall, lush grass spreads past the horizon. The mid-afternoon sun is warm on your skin, and a cool breeze is blowing. You can see a panoply of wildflowers in little clusters. Their brightly colored petals rustle with the movement of the wind. Just sitting among the flowers is enough to bring you such solace. Such wonderful serenity. Tall mountains surround you, almost protectively. They too are dotted with vibrant flowers. Their peaks reach into the sky. Soft white clouds float by, lazily moving above you. They seem so removed from the rest of the world, so aloof, like the clouds. You are not troubled by any earthly worries. Only my voice matters. It flows through you, fills you. Listen to it as the wind picks up, tickling your skin. Nearby, a brook is babbling. The water is crisp and clear. If you were to peer down into it, you would see your own face reflected, the slight waves rippling through it. A stillness lays over the scene. It is quiet, calm. You cannot tell how long you have been here, but you think you could stay forever. Time has become meaningless to you. Like your reflection, it is constantly flowing, distorting. Time is a face on the water. We have no need for it in this place, in the realm of dreams. That's right, sweetie. You're in my domain now. I can do whatever I want with you here. Everything, every touch, every jolt of pleasure will be amplified. Did that get your blood pumping, baby? Yeah. Good boy. I knew you were the right one. It was so easy to take you down, to put you under my trance. Obedience like that deserves a reward. Isn't that right, my disciple? Good boy. Let me show you how real your dreams are. We'll have to leave our little meadow, though. Aw, don't worry. I know you like it here, but I've got a lovely spot set aside for us. What? Did you think this was all I could do? No, baby. There are other worlds than these. Come, I'll take you even deeper into submission. Drop for me, pet. Feel yourself falling, spiraling down. Drop. The meadow and all its flowers are gone. You are surrounded by a soft darkness, a gentle night, and you are now descending deeper into it. How deep, you do not know, but you aren't worried, because you know your master will keep you safe. Even as you fall, my voice guides you. It is the only thing that matters now. Simply hearing it eases your fear. Drop. You can always go deeper. So keep falling for me. Fall as your mind fractures, as I make and remake the world around you. Go deeper. Drop. You suddenly find yourself in an unfamiliar room. The bed you are laying on is not your own. You don't recognize it, yet you can't help feeling that somehow this is where you belong. You look around and see several candles burning on a table. They cast a soft, flickering light over the walls. There isn't much other furniture, but you don't mind. There's something comforting about the simplicity of the room. My presence is stronger here, more tangible. Your body sinks into the bed's soft silk sheets. A faint aroma of smoke drifts over from the candles. Breathe it in for me, sweetie. In. And out. In. And out. Good boy. It's time for you to meet your master. Watch as I emerge from the darkness of the room. See the swell of my naked breasts, the sway of my hips as I walk towards the bed. You can't take your eyes off me, can you? My beauty entrances you, makes you thrum with excitement. It must be overwhelming, pet, to look upon the body of a goddess for the first time. You'd do anything just to please me, wouldn't you? Such a good boy. Master's going to love making you beg. I settle myself down onto the mattress. You can feel the warmth of my skin as I move closer, the tickle of my soft hair as it brushes against you. My fingers reach out to stroke your chest, making you shudder. Aw, my adorable baby boy. Are you starting to get desperate? Is your cock stiff and aching for me? Don't worry. Master knows what you need, and by the time I'm done with you, you'll be a drained, overstimulated mess. But there's one more thing you have to do for me. I am going to give you a trigger, sweetie. When you hear this trigger, it'll send a shock of pleasure through your body and leave you gasping for more. You want that, don't you? You want Master to make you feel really good. Yeah? I am going to snap my fingers in a moment, and when I do, you'll feel yourself pulsing and throbbing in ecstasy. Every time I snap my fingers, it'll be like you're thrusting into a tight, wet pussy. You'll buck your hips as your cock surges and stiffens for me. Are you ready, baby? Feel your heavy balls contract, so close to erupting. Feel the pleasure racing through you as your cock is squeezed and stroked. Good boy. Moan for your goddess. Show her that adorable slutty expression. Such a good fucking boy. Do you want to come? Do you want me to keep snapping until you spurt your thick load all over the place? Not yet, baby. I've still got to tease you to build up that orgasm so that when you finally do explode, it'll feel as good as possible. That's right. Master just wants her good boy to have the best orgasm he can. That's why I'm going to edge you, sweetie. I know you like the sound of that. You can't wait for me to make you my little toy, can you? Start playing with your balls then. There you go. Gently rub them. And as you do, see me shift on the bed. Watch me lightly push you down and straddle your face. Take in the scent of my heat, baby. I'm already dripping. You're so close. So close to my perfect pink pussy. Lick it. Fuck. Good boy. Keep playing with your balls. Your tongue feels amazing. Yeah. Worship this pussy slut. Prove to your goddess how much you love her. So eager. You just can't get enough of my juices. I must be really delicious. Stop playing with your balls now, sweetie. I want you to take a finger and run it along your shaft. Good boy. Make sure you're nice and hard for me. Feel me grinding myself into your face. Tease your perfect cock as you eat me out. Good boy. Are you getting frustrated? Okay. You've been really obedient, so I'll let you stroke yourself. You heard me. Jerk your cock, baby. Yeah. Nice and slow. Don't rush. Just enjoy the sensations. Suck on my clit, baby. Yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. I'm almost there. Oh, fuck. Keep stroking. Keep stroking, baby. Pump your cock as I... Oh, fuck. As I come all over you, yeah. Oh, my God. Don't stop. Don't stop, sweetie. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Yeah. Oh. Drink up all my cum, baby. Take your hand off your cock. I don't want you getting too close. Let yourself cool down for a moment. Good boy. Feel how warm your body's gotten, how your arousal builds with every passing second. You're so deep under my trance now, baby. So needy. I don't even have to touch you anymore. My voice alone is enough to make you throb and leak. Here in the dream, every sensation you feel is elevated. The barrier between the conscious and the unconscious is weak and thin. You mortals try to separate your dreams from daily life, to draw a line between reality and fantasy. But they're one and the same. You seem a little unconvinced. Let me prove it to you. See me move down the bed. I position myself between your legs. The touch of my fingers on your thighs is like lightning. You watch as my mouth lowers down and I plant a kiss on the head of your dick. Mwah. My lips are soft and wet. You can't help but imagine how it would feel if I wrapped them around your shaft. I move down to the base, kissing as I go. Your brain is fuzzy now. The outside world has vanished completely. You can only focus on me as I lick all the way back up your stiff cock. Feel my tongue swirling around the swollen head. Good boy. You've already let out so much pre-cum. I'm going to have to clean you up. Master loves when you moan like that. Don't hold back, sweetie. Show me more of that slutty side of yours. My perfect baby boy. You really are too adorable. You're twitching like crazy inside of my mouth. Yeah. Do you like it when your goddess sucks you off? Does it make you throb when I take you all the way in? Feel my lips sliding up and down your shaft. Good boy. I bet you're really desperate to touch yourself again. But I don't know if I should let you. Maybe if you begged for it? That wouldn't be so hard, would it? Just say you love me more than anyone else. That you're mine and mine alone. Come on. I want to hear you say, my cock belongs to you, master. Good boy. Now spit into your hand, and then rub that spit all over your stiff cock, okay? Make sure to get it nice and sticky, because you're going to need to be lubed up for this. Watch me adjust on the bed. See me take my full, beautiful breasts and press them around your cock. There we go. Do you like being enveloped by the soft, pillowy flesh of my tits? Good boy. You can stroke yourself again. Not too fast, though. Get yourself really worked up for me. Your balls should be full and aching. Oh, yeah. Just pump that perfect cock. Yeah, thrust up into my breasts, baby. Buck those hips like the adorable little slut you are. Give yourself over to the overwhelming pleasure. Let me take control. I think you need a little more lube, sweetie. That's better. Feel my big slippery tits squeeze around you. Good boy. Keep stroking your cock. Up and down. And down. Go at whatever pace you're comfortable with. The only thing I care about is that you're feeling good. Build up that thick, creamy cum. Fuck, you're leaking out so much pre. I can see it glistening on the tip of your cock. It looks delicious, baby. I want to. Oh, lick it up. Yeah, you love feeling my warm tongue again, don't you? Stroke yourself a little faster, pet. I want you to get really close to exploding. But don't go too far. Just edge your needy, throbbing cock for your master. Tease it until your legs are shaking and your balls tighten up, waiting for release. Imagine how good it'll feel to just let loose, to splurt your seed all over my face. Do you want to paint me with your cum? Not yet, sweetie. You have to be a good boy and hold it in for a little bit longer. Be a good boy for your goddess. Take your hands off your cock. There you go. You did so well, baby. I know it was hard to stop yourself from coming, but you made me very happy. Yeah, such a beautiful, submissive boy. Just breathe for now. Drift in the warm pleasure filling your body. Come on, just breathe with me. Breathe in. Hold it and out. In. Hold it. And out. Good boy. Look at how docile you've gotten. You're like putty in my hands. My words reverberate through your mind. With every suggestion I give, you are shaped more and more into my perfect pet. I'm so lucky I found you, sweetie. No goddess could hope for a better disciple. I may not want to let you go. Perhaps I'll keep you here in this world where we can be together forever. Would you like that? To serve me for all eternity? To become my lover, my mate? Good boy. Master's going to give you the release you've been longing for. That makes you excited, doesn't it, my little pet? The thought of finally letting loose inside me. Well, don't worry. I'll make all that teasing, all that frustration worth it. Watch as I position myself above your stiff cock. My thighs are still covered in my juices, and you see me rubbing my slit, getting ready to take you in. I'm lowering myself down. Fuck, you're so close now. Feel the heat of my body on your skin. I reach down and slowly, wonderfully guide you to my entrance. Start stroking. Pump your dick for me. Good boy. Go at whatever pace you want. Just let yourself enjoy this. Oh, you're stretching me out, sweetie. It's so amazing. No, I'm okay. I'm already beginning to adjust to the size. I'm going to start moving. Oh. Holy shit. You're hitting so deep inside me, baby. And you feel how tight I am. Yeah, do you like being massaged by my warm, wet pussy? Good boy. Feel the walls of my pussy clench around you. Good boy. Fucking take it. Take it like the slut you are. Oh, you're my slut. Your heart is mine. Your love is mine. This cock, this wonderful, incredible cock belongs to me. Don't stop stroking my cock, slut. Work the head a little bit too. Oh, there you go. Watch your goddess grind her hips on top of you. My breasts sway with every movement. I'm playing with my nipples now. They've gotten so hard already. It's just too hot having you under me like this. Like the good little boy you are. Keep thrusting, sweetie. Fuck your master's perfect pussy. Let's slow it down. Grip your cock a little tighter and stroke it all the way from the base to the tip. Good boy. I love seeing how worked up I can get you. Fuck, I just want to ride you like this forever. My adorable baby boy. Are you starting to get close? Is it frustrating, stroking yourself without being able to come? You know, I could keep making you do this. I could force you to jerk off for hours without ever getting release. But I won't. Of course not, sweetie. What kind of master would I be if I tortured you like that? You're my precious disciple, and I'll always have your best interests at heart. That's why you obey me, isn't it? Because I know what's right for you. Go faster, sweetie. Work yourself up to an edge. Fuck me as hard as you can. Yes, baby. Keep rubbing that spot. Don't stop. I want to feel you all the way inside me. Oh, good boy. Just like that. Buck your hips into me. I can feel you twitching and pulsing. Fuck. I'm getting close too. Hold on for a little longer, okay, baby? I want us to come together. Be a good boy and edge yourself for me. I'm going to count you down from 10. Got it? When I reach 0, you are going to empty your load inside of me. You can stop stroking if you want, but when the countdown ends, you will come. Ten. I lean over to pull you even deeper inside of me. Nine. Your cock is stiff and leaking, ready to finally burst. Eight. Good boy. Keep moaning for master. 7. Feel the soft flesh of my breast pressing against your chest. 6. Your body is hot where our skin touches. 5. The pleasure is making your mind go blank. Blank with the desire to thrust and splurt into my tight pussy. Feel your orgasm building, the cum welling up in your balls. Three. Almost there, sweetie. 2. So close. 1. Keep thrusting. Yes. Don't stop. 0. Come. Come for me, baby. Give me your seed. Feel yourself clench and splurt and spasm as all that sticky, creamy sperm comes erupting out. Yes. Breed me. Oh, baby. Sweetie pie. You are so, so wonderful. Yes, you're such a good boy. Master loves you too. I can't believe how much you shot out. That was a huge load, sweetie. Oh dear, you look a little spaced out. I hope I wasn't too rough with you. Hey, it's okay, baby. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself that much. To tell you the truth, I had a lot of fun myself. Probably more fun than I've ever had, actually. I didn't know there were mortals like you out there. So pretty and submissive. You're going to be spending a lot more time dreaming from now on. And if you really want, I'd be quite happy to keep you here with me. After all, it can get lonely being all by myself. But you don't have to decide right this second. We can take our time, sweetie. So just listen to my steady breath. Let your lungs fill with air as I inhale. Feel your chest arise in time with me. In and out. In and out. In and out. Good boy. That was wonderful, wasn't it? I wish we could stay here a little longer, but you have to go back to your own world now. If you spend too many hours here without training, you really will get stuck, and it wouldn't be right for me to make that decision for you. So I'm going to count you up, and when I reach 15, you're going to wake from trance. Your body will feel so relaxed that you'll want to go back to sleep. But first, I want you to go through your normal nightly ritual to get ready for the next day. And once you're fully prepared, you'll fall into a deep, easy sleep. That way, when you dream, I'll be able to visit you all over again. Okay, let's start. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your conscious mind is piecing itself back together. 6, 7, 8, 9. Thoughts come clearly to you. 10, 11. You feel sharp, collected. 12, 13. Almost fully awake now. 14, 15. Wake up, sweetie. That's my perfect little pet. I'm so glad I was able to spend this time with you. It's hard to say goodbye, but we won't be separated for very long at all, will we? No. So go on and brush your teeth, put on your pajamas, do all those things that come so naturally to you at night. I'll be waiting for you in your dreams.